Even a little FOIA in Tennessee requires significant resources to get the full truth for the American people. I want to talk about also a court hearing we were involved in last week. Judicial Watch represents a former sheriff and a Tennessee firearms group trying to get access to the manifesto of that transgendered murderer who killed six innocents at the Covenant School in Tennessee. I think it was last month now. And infamously, the manifesto, which, you know, I don't know if it's a manifesto per se, but it's records and notes that the person made, I think they were found in her car, that haven't been released yet. And there's really no good reason for not releasing them. So they've been stalling and stalling and stalling, and the theory is that they don't want to release it, and there's been hesitancy politically to release this information because the murderer was a transgender extremist, and, you know, that it doesn't hurt, it hurts the narrative that the left is pushing with their transgender extremists all being victims as opposed to perps. And so Judicial Watch, on behalf of our client, sued. Media entities have sued, and frankly, others have sued to come in and intervene. The schools come in and intervened. They're granted intervention. The parents have come in and been granted intervention. And I thought we were going to get some decisions last week, but we didn't. So they've been, the parents are taking the position that a lot of this shouldn't come out. And I don't think they're right. I don't think the law allows them to intervene like that. But we'll see what the court does. But I think we're going to get a decision on June 8th. But the whole point is it's a much more complicated freedom of information or open records case down there in Tennessee than I think anyone anticipated going into it. And it's basic information. And it's unfortunate that it's turned into, you know, the big case it has turned into, which suggests that the records at issue are important for the public interest. And, you know, what is the public interest here? In addition to the kind of how it reflects on the transgender extremist debate, but you have a lot of gun issues related to this. Tennessee, there's been a push for more anti-Second Amendment restrictions in response to the shooting. Well, these records could reflect on whether more or less gun regulations would have been helpful here. Security at the school, we might have some more information on that, whether we need more securities at this, more security officers at all schools. These records may reflect on that. Now, the police are saying that a lot of the records, in addition to manifesto, can't be released because their investigation's ongoing, which is a little bit curious since the shooter is dead. And they, according to the records they filed and affidavits and declarations they filed with the court, well, they said, well, you know, we think she's the only one, but we're not sure. And they might need a year to release all the key information. Well, we don't obviously think that's right. But there were some more writings that they obtained, for instance, from her home that aren't, quote, part of the manifesto that they don't want to turn over at all, at least for another year. And there's some other records, you know, that may or may not be, you know, releasable under the law, but, you know, need to be reviewed by the judge, which is going to review the judge. The judge, to her credit, is going down to the police department, I think on Monday or Tuesday. I think it's next week. And she's going to look at all the documents directly. So I appreciate that hands-on approach, but we'll see what happens. Now, she has the manifesto. So she already has that, but she doesn't have the full investigative file that we're also asking be released. So it's been quite the fight. And my colleague, our Judicial Watch attorney on the case, is Russ Nobile. He's been down there, you know, dealing with all of this. So it's you know, it's not just a press release or a comment by me on video about, oh, we got to release this manifesto. Where it means to get the manifesto released requires a lot of heavy lifting in court, and it's not easy and it's not pleasant, you know, because we're dealing with some very emotional issues, obviously, related to the shooting of these children and the other three adults who were murdered. You know, the law requires these records be released, and the court, I think, was whether she was right to let everyone come in and have a say or is one thing, but you know, if the parents come in and they say they want to participate, it's going to be hard for any court to say no. But you know, we've got to get this manifesto out, and I don't see any lawful reason to withhold it, and I suspect that we ultimately will get the manifesto. But it's going to be because of a lot of hard work and legal drudgery. I guess drudgery may not be the right word, but a lot of legal work by our team, our legal team. So even a little FOIA in Tennessee requires significant resources to get the full truth for the American people. So we're proud to be able to do it, and the reason we're able to do it is with your support. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.